Thanks for tuning in to Issues and Ideas on KCBX. I'm Tyler Pratt. KCBX contributor Beth Thornton recently met with Douglas Lochner. His tiny libraries are currently on display in downtown Santa Barbara as part of a public exhibit sponsored by the Santa Barbara County Office of Arts and Culture. Lochner is known for creating large public displays throughout the Central Coast. This time, he's creating six freestanding libraries in the shape of giant punctuation marks.
Before the tiny library exhibit, you sculpted, among other things, a giant lizard for Libby Park in Ojai, the swim sculpture for the Aquatic Center in Nukaima, and you're now working on a veterans tribute at the Santa Barbara Airport. How do you decide which projects to do, and how do you make that happen?
Well, public art is typically driven by a call to artists. So an organization of some sort will put out a request for proposals or for qualifications for a given goal that they're trying to achieve. I have certain passions, that education being one, literacy, things of that nature that are dear to me. So I tend to favor those calls. Once I find a call that I think is interesting, I'll put together a proposal or a qualifications packet and send it off. It's essentially a competition. So, you know, they may get 50 artists, they may get 500 artists. And, you know, I'm usually happy when they select me.
Tell us about your inspiration for tiny libraries. When you put that proposal together, you came up with an idea to use punctuation marks for the libraries.
Right. So in the case of the tiny libraries, they had, again, a specific set of criteria that they wanted. I actually proposed, I believe, half a dozen different concepts to them. So the punctuation was one of. I said if they wanted a thematic approach that would cover all six sculptures and tie them closely together, that I felt punctuation was a way to achieve that. Whimsical and fun, because they're big. In this case, they're very brightly colored, vivid. And they also tie directly back to the written word.
You chose hashtag, exclamation point, and question mark.
Hashtag, two different exclamation points, because there's both English and Spanish speaking. A question mark, an ampersand, a percent sign.
I imagine a lot of thought went into choosing those particular symbols.
So again, my approach to public art is that it's always a collaborative. If you do it right, it's a collaborative venture. It's not just the artist. It's not about me. My goal as an artist is to facilitate a concept and bring it to life. That's what I see as my reason for being there. It's not for fame or fortune. Certainly not for fortune. So working with the curator committee, we chose those marks, and that evolved. So the original six characters that we chose were different. For example, we had an at sign, which got tossed, and the ampersand put in its place. Same with the incorporation of the Spanish language exclamation point. You know, we want to make sure that this was multicultural, and we tried to do that. So that was a group effort that was done through walking the space and having discussions about how, you know, what would motivate people and what would intrigue people and be fun. Because really, that's what this is about, involving the community.
That's interesting to me because growing up, I never really thought punctuation was fun, but it has definitely become something more than a simple grammatical mark in how we communicate with each other. Now it seems like they carry more weight. Did that figure into your ideas?
I would agree with what you're saying. Certainly, you know, the whole hashtag culture and things like that, there's a different approach to language now, and especially the written word, I think, with the advent of, you know, Twitter and those type of avenues. So there's definitely effect on the culture, and that anything that affects the culture ultimately affects language, and written word is simply, you know, language put down on paper. So, or in this case, some digital means or whatever. So it's all evolving, absolutely.
Tell us about the materials and the process for creating the different libraries. They're about 6 feet tall, is that right?
I have a process for creating my work. I still start with a list. I create with a pencil on paper, write a list of goals and objectives and things that triggers for me. And then I use those to guide a series of pencil sketches. And I draw a series of sketches, refine those to a point where I'm happy with them, and then make physical models. So in the case of the tiny libraries, I can show you I made wooden models, carved them in wood at a scale, you know, a smaller scale. So instead of being 6 feet high, they're maybe 8 inches or 9 inches in this case tall. And I use those to both refine the shapes, because when I have them in my hand, I can really finesse them. And then also to show the stakeholders what they're going to look like. Mm-hmm. So they serve a dual purpose. Once I get those to a point where I'm happy with those, then I photograph them and convert them into CAD drawings that drive the fabrication, which involves, of course, engineering the structure and figuring out the materials and all of those things that aren't perhaps quite as artistic, but need to be done. And then the CAD drawings are used to provide the fabrication, you know, because these shapes have to be cut out, and metal has to be rolled and welded. And
you do all of that?
I do all of that, yes. Any object in the public space needs to be durable and strong, and we wanted these to have a life longer than just the 2 or 3 months they were going to be on State Street. So I chose to fabricate those in steel, simply because it's, you know, really robust, and they should be around for 100 years or 200-300 years. I mean, they, you know, they're not going to go away.
Do you see this exhibit being shared among other counties or cities? Is that something that you would look forward to?
Yeah, I think that's one of the most exciting aspects of this, is it gets a life on State Street, gets pulled for other things to embellish State Street, so you have variety, and instead of just going into storage, it's going to go somewhere else.
What are you hoping the public gains or experiences from the Tiny Library exhibit?
I would hope that the community embraces it, and that it allows people to feel part of a community. If somebody walking down the street and sees a giant question mark and it makes their day better, then I'm happy.
If they take a book out of the bookcase, yeah, even better, right?
Yeah, take a book.
Thank you, Douglas.
Thank you.
If you want to find more of Douglas's work online, his website is artthatworks.com. We'll move now to a conversation with Santa Barbara Library Services Manager, Molly Weta. Hi, Molly. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
You've been part of the library team working on this project called Tiny Libraries. I'm eager to get your thoughts on the exhibit and how it all came about.
Yeah, it was an idea that came out of the Santa Barbara Office of Arts and Cultures. They routinely put public art on State Street, and the idea for Tiny Libraries was floated, and of course the library was a natural partner for that. We love the playful sculptures that speak to punctuation and literature and the opportunity to make books easily accessible throughout our community.
Each of the 6 libraries is filled with books. So tell us about the books. Where did the books come from, and how were the titles chosen, that kind of thing?
Yeah, the library receives donations from members of the public who are clearing off their home bookshelves all the time. And so we've been saving some of those donations aside for several months since we learned of this project to be able to stock the libraries. So those come from members of the public. We also sometimes, as librarians, receive advance review copies. So somebody might find a book that's yet to be published on the shelves that we've received from publishers. So it's just an exciting mix, and we've really tried to curate a wide variety of topics that would be interesting to anyone, from children's to bilingual books to fiction, nonfiction, cookbooks, memoirs, a little bit of everything.
So are you replenishing the books on a regular basis?
Yes, at least once a day we'll be going out there, as long as we can keep them stocked. But we also are welcome to have members of the public who have some books that they have enjoyed but no longer need on their shelves at home to stock them as well. It's a leave a book, take a book. So if you'd like to donate, you're welcome to leave your books as well. But we'll be accepting donations here at the library for books to add and have books ready to refill on a daily basis because they've been flying off the shelves, is what we've heard for the last few days.
The exhibit opened August 30th and will run for 2 months, is that right?
Yes, it's gonna go through October until we get ready. The Office of Arts and Cultures puts out the pianos on State Street every fall.
What is the experience you hope people will have when they encounter a tiny library on State Street?
I hope they'll be excited to explore and maybe find a new book that catches their interest, and also hope that it reminds them that yes, the library is just right around the corner on State and Annapamu and has a wealth of materials ready for them to borrow for free at any time.
And there are other events planned to promote the Tiny Library exhibit.
Yes, we'll have events at the Tiny Libraries during the first Thursday art walks. You can get a personalized book recommendation or sign up for a library card and other fun activities. We are also having local authors read at the hashtag at Annapamu in State on September 24th, starting at 5 p.m. And we'll have some poetry readings as well.
Who should we thank for making this possible?
This is a collaboration between the City of Santa Barbara, the Santa Barbara Public Library, the Santa Barbara Office of Arts and Culture, the Santa Barbara Public Library Foundation, and Santa Barbara Beautiful, with support from downtown Santa Barbara. So a lot of different organizations came together to make this happen.
That was Molly Weta from the Santa Barbara Public Library. Visit tiny libraries on State Street in Santa Barbara through the month of October. I'm Beth Thornton for Issues and Ideas.